The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Samhurst basketball tied at 11 with 6:45 to go here. Back cut, Abbott right underneath the hoop, up and in, and a foul to go along with it.
Today, it's live coverage of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament featuring Amherst, Ogallala, North Platte, St. Pat's, and the host Stars. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
And so the Stars have a chance to inbound it underneath their own basket. They lead it 38-31. Inbounded for Squire. She'll fire a three. Missed it, but the rebound by Shundoff. As Shundoff hits the putback.
Day one of the Stars tournament produced two close boys contests and two big winners in the girls' games. Today, Amherst faces off with Ogallala in the consolation games, while Kearney Catholic battles North Platte St. Pat's in the championships. It's the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament coming up next. But for the new Tech Seed pregame show, we'll join ESPN Radio Sports Director Doug Duda live from Cope Gymnasium in Kearney. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And we're right back with you here on ESPN Radio to begin our high school basketball coverage on the final day of 2013. Doug Duda with you here at Cope Gymnasium on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready for the final day of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. And the way it worked out yesterday, North Platte St. Pat's swept Amherst and Kearney Catholic swept Ogallala. So Amherst will play Ogallala in both of the consolation games. Our girls are up first and the boys will follow at about 1:15. And then the championship games, North Platte, St. Pat's, and Kearney Catholic will renew their rivalry, which has seemed to kind of grow with some really good competitive basketball games, a little bit in football over the years as well, between the Irish and the Stars. Should see some good basketball today. Also later today, starting at 1 o'clock on Classic Hits 98.9, we'll have the final day of the Ravenna Holiday Tournament, where the way things paired out, Overton will be taking on Centura in their two games, girls championship, boys consolation, while Ravenna will play Spalding Academy in the girls consolation and the boys championship. Should be some good games today as well on Classic Hits 98.9. And our World Wide Web is there for you as well, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Husker basketball tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 is the men open Big Ten play taking on Iowa. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for this afternoon's ball game. Brought to you as always by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. For Ogallala, number two is a 5'6" junior, Jenna Palachik. Number three is a 5'5" junior, Micah Mestel. Number five is a 5'7" junior, Jensen Geisert. Number 21 is a 5'7 junior, Shelby Welsh. And number 22 is 5'8 junior, Sophia Arnsdorf. The head coach of the Ogallala Indians is Chris Mestel, assisted by Rosie Tuttle and Jamie Anderson. Ogallala comes in with a record of 2-6 on the season. Their wins this year coming against Chase County and Perkins County. They have lost to Lexington, Minden, Sutherland, North Platte, St. Pat's, Hershey, and then yesterday to Kearney Catholic. For the Amherst Broncos, number five is a 5'5 freshman, Jaden Bosshammer. Number 15 is a 5'5 junior, Sydney Tobenheim. Number 32 is a 5'5 sophomore, Jessica Eckout. Number 40, 5'9 junior, Courtney Martinson. And number 45, a 5'9 sophomore, Casey Juergens. Head coach of the Amherst Lady Broncos is Nikki Eckout, assisted by Jamie Klingelhofer. Amherst, after dropping their first two games of the year, went on a five-game winning streak before being defeated by North Platte St. Pat's yesterday. And they have continued to try to get healthy as the season rolls along, and now set at 5-3. And that's the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we'll be back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on ESPN Radio. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. We'll tip it off between Amherst and Ogallala after this timeout.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from two payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas and an extra Happy New Year from your friends at Nebraska Land National Bank. As we take time to reflect this holiday season, Nebraska Land National Bank would like to thank all of those who have welcomed us into the community. We look forward to serving and growing with you in the coming year. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Along with our producer, engineer Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN, Kearney, Amherst, and KICS Hastings. It'll be Amherst, the visiting team in the red jerseys and white numerals, while Ogallala is the home white in their black and orange trim. Last year, these teams played quite a game in the first round, with Amherst beating Ogallala 53-51, and Amherst will win the opening tip as they move from right to left, and we're underway. Quickly, they get it inside. The short jumper off the glass is good by Juergens, and Amherst wastes no time getting on the board here. Both teams really struggled offensively yesterday, 26 and 25 points. We expect it to be a little more free today for both ball clubs. As driving is Palacic to the left baseline, her pass inside is going to be knocked away by Bosshammer. Five juniors in the starting lineup. There's not a senior on this Ogallala team. For Amherst, and not a whole lot of seniors in the lineup either, so could see a lot of these girls playing against each other next year, possibly in the holiday tournament when it returns back over to Amherst. Ogallala working against the Amherst man-to-man, driving it'll be Palacic into the paint, goes backside to Geisert. Geisert kicks it back out. Palacic, her 10-footer, off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound put up once, no good. Second chance here for Palacic, and she'll kick it out on the left wing. Micah Mestel will put it up and put it in. And so a second chance opportunity for Ogallala, and they're able to tie the ball game. Ogallala breaks, puts a little press on, and Amherst breaks that press but misses the layup on the backside of the rebound. Is going to be run down by Arnsdorf at the top of the key. Her outlet pass, though, goes over the head of her teammate Palacic and out of bounds, and Ogallala will turn it over. So Ogallala wants to put some pressure on. Amherst wants to break that press and attack it, get some layups here as Bosshammer, the freshman guard, we'll have the basketball over to Martinson. Martinson tries to get it back to Bosshammer, throws it over her head, and out of bounds it goes. Tim O'Day and crew doing the officiating here for our first two games. Then later today, we've got Jimmy Langan and the Wolf father-son duo for our championships. 2-2, we're just underway. Girls' consolation in the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Ogallala works the ball around the perimeter. Again, man-to-man here by Amherst. Shelby Welsh on the right side tries to go to the elbow to Arnsdorf. They double-team her, make her use her dribble, trying to step through. The ball is batted away, but Welsh grabs it. Welsh will reset it up top here with Mestel. Micah, the daughter of the head coach, Chris, gets it over on the left wing. Palacic. Palacic tries to force it inside. Nice pass. One more pass underneath. The shot is going to be partially blocked and a foul called on it. Geisert had about a 10-footer but saw her teammate open underneath and a foul called. We'll send Arnsdorf to the line. Casey Juergens called for the personal foul. And again, remember that our games are also available on the web. So if you've got family, alumni, friends that want to listen in, they can go to PlatteRiverPreps.com. PlatteRiverPreps.com as the free throw is up and in by Arnsdorf. And the second free throw now on the way, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound grabbed by Martinson for the Broncos. Outlet pass to Bosshammer. Jaden throws over the press, and it'll be into the front court here for Martinson. Martinson swings it back over to the right side. Bosshammer tries to dump it inside, but there's nobody there, and Amherst will turn it over for the second time. 3-2, Ogallala with the lead. We're 2 minutes into the ball game. Lob it down to Geisert on the low block, left side. Makes a nice spin move and puts it off the glass and in. She looked like she wanted to pass it back out. That baited the Amherst defense. Then she just attacked the baseline as Eckout in the front court lobs it underneath the hoop. One too many passes. It ends up in Kreitz's hands, though, and her shot partially blocked. Ball grabbed by Shelby Welsh. Ogallala hustles it into the front court here. They waste no time, but then they get very patient in their half court. Mestel takes it on the left wing, down to the baseline, kicks it back out to Micah. Still playing catch out of the low block, looking for some room is Palacic. Tries to force it underneath to Arnsdorf, and a hand check foul called on Amherst. And the foul will be called on Sydney Tobenheim, her first and the team second. And we'll see checking into the ball game Heather Bentley, a 5'5 sophomore for Amherst. As it'll be Ogallala ball on their baseline. Dumping it in, Geisert, short jumper, too strong, and the rebound brought down by Bentley, who just checked in. She'll wait for the traffic to clear, pushes it up with the left hand, then across the timeline, they try to trap her. She'll try to get it to Eckout, overthrow Jess, ball stolen away, Geisert to the other end, and the layup is up, and it is in. So Jensen hits the layup, and a timeout going to be called here by Amherst. Coach Eckout's squad didn't come out of the gates as she had hoped. They scored the first bucket, but the next seven put up by Ogallala. 4:55 to go here in the first quarter. It's Ogallala 7, Amherst 2. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
And welcome back to Cope Gymnasium. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school athletics as Amherst out of the timeout trails 7-2 here. And they'll break the press into the front court. Good dribbling by Sydney Tobenheim. She'll drive it underneath to Kreitz. Center jumper off the glass, up and in. That's Juergens, excuse me. Juergens puts the ball up and scores for Amherst. And she's got both buckets for Amherst in virtually the same manner. Short jumpers on the low block left side. The other end, the ball knocked away. Eckout goes off the foot of the Indians, Geisert. And out of bounds, Ogallala with their second turnover. And Amherst will get the ball right back. Amherst will go to the bench again here, and Steph Dunnerman is going to check in into the front court. That's Robichek, excuse me, not Dunnerman. Robichek checks in, and Amherst turns it over again here on the press. Ogallala knows how to take care of things. Amherst just trying to throw over the top of it, and it's given Ogallala a chance to use their speed, but they turn it right back over as it's stolen away by Bentley, and Amherst will outlet it to Eckout. 4-on-3, but Eckout slows it up. Goes down to the low block to Robichek. Sierra lost the handle, and Amherst will give it away. So when they get the ball, they are able to score, but they have turned it over five times already as they set up now in a zone coming out of that man-to-man. Ogallala works it around the perimeter, overload on the right side to the high post. Allison Nags is checked in. She'll swing it over to Mestel, left wing. Down to the low post. Nothing there on the block. Back out for a three, and Mestel drains it. Micah Mestel with the first three-point attempt of the game, and it is good. Ogallala leads it by six at 10-4. Front court with it is Tamaha on the left side. They double-team her, and a foul as she tries to make the pass is going to be called on Jenna Palacic. That'll be the first foul of the game here on the Indians. And Ogallala will bring Welsh and Arnsdorf back into the game. A breather here for Mestel and Geiser. So it looks like Coach Mestel wants to use about a seven-person rotation here. And Amherst will throw it in. Bounce pass in from Martinson to Bosshammer, right back to Martinson outside the arc on the left wing. Fires it back up top to Bentley. And her lob pass is stolen away by Arnsdorf. Arnsdorf has a three-on-one. She controls the basketball but stops at the right elbow. Fires it down to the low block for the short jumper by Kroger, the freshman, off the iron, no good. And Jaden Bosshammer will get the rebound. Outlet for Amherst, three-on-three in the right-hand corner. With it is Martinson. Martinson uses her dribble, kicks it back out of the wing to Tobenheim. Tobenheim back between the circles to Bentley. 10-4 in favor of Ogallala. Free throw line, Bentley kicks it to the left-hand corner for a three-pointer that's off the front of the iron by Tobenheim. Long rebound. We're going to get a jump ball as five players are on the floor fighting for it. And the arrow points the way of Ogallala. Arnsdorf credit for the rebound. And now Dunnerman comes in for Amherst. So on the floor, you've got Rubicek, Dunnerman, Bentley, Bosshammer, and also Courtney Martinson. 10-4, Ogallala, 2:30 to go here in the first quarter. The Indians with the basketball and the six-point lead. Shelby Welsh on the left wing, throws over the top of the zone to Nags. Back up top to Mestel. Over on the left wing, just playing catch around the perimeter, trying to get it into the post. They do, but double-teamed is Arnsdorf, so kicks it back out top. Packing in that 2-3 zone, making Ogallala shoot the ball from the outside. Mestel drives hard to the right elbow, but then kicks it off down to Arnsdorf on the block right side. Clears things out. Her six-footer in and out, no good. Little hot potato to try and get the rebound, and it ends up in the hands of Nags to Mestel. Top of the key for the three. It's no good. Ball loose on the floor to be grabbed by Jaden Bosshammer with under 2 minutes to go here in the quarter. She's double-teamed in the backcourt, and a whistle. Ball goes out of bounds off Amherst. Bosshammer had no room to run, so she tried to throw it off the leg of an Indian, and when she did that, she stepped on the sideline. Another freshman comes in, and this is a 6'2" freshman in Katie Sipperly for Coach Mestel. Said he's looking forward to grooming and finally having a tall post player, as we've got another foul called here on Amherst. It'll be their second of the game. As Ogallala is trying to get that ball inside, and back into the contest will be Casey Juergens. Foul called on Heather Bentley. It's her first. So you're kind of seeing a slow start here for both teams. Kind of what you would have thought yesterday coming out of the holiday break. Inbounds pass goes over everybody's head. Sipperly will run it down at the top of the circle, though, and get it back to Palacic, who fires the three-pointer and nails it. Jenna Palacic with a three-point bucket. A couple of threes here in the quarter has allowed Ogallala to jump out to a nine-point lead, 13-4. Ogallala, a C1 school. Amherst, a D1 school. But they've always been competitive here when they've played the last couple of seasons. And again, Amherst trying to throw over the top of the defense. And again, Amherst turns it over. This is not the same Amherst team that we saw earlier in the year. They are struggling here in the opening 6 minutes. And now a hand check foul on Courtney Martinson. Way out on the right wing. That'll be her first. And Eckout will return to the lineup here for Amherst. And on the other side, Ogallala will return Mestel and Geiser into the basketball game. Ogallala ball underneath their own hoop, leading it 13-4 with a minute four to go here in the opening quarter on ESPN Radio. Long outlet pass all the way out top to Mestel. Stops her dribble at the top of the key, goes to the elbow on the left side. Good backdoor cut, bounce pass from Geiser, goes underneath, and the layup is there for Palacic. She's got the last 5 points, and it's now 15-4, Ogallala, and another steal in the pressure. This time, Mestel trying to go coast-to-coast. She drives, she'll shoot, and she'll score. 7 for Mestel. And all of a sudden, Ogallala has found some confidence, and they are going with it. 17-4, their pressure really bothering Amherst, who turns it over for the 10th time here in the first quarter. And Coach Eckout hoping that this final 30 seconds would run off the clock so they can regroup. into the ball game, Alexandria Zimmerman. So just about everybody suited for Ogallala has seen some playing time here in the quarter. Sydney Tomenheim waiting to check back in if there's a dead ball in the final 30 seconds. Sipperly on the left elbow, kicks it out of the wing. Now they'll lob it down low, trying to find some work on the post. Bounce pass Sipperly, point blank, too strong. Ball fought for, and Bentley will grab it here for Amherst. 10 seconds to go. Up the floor with it is Juergens. Juergens fires it back over to Bosshammer. Into the corner, Eck out. 4 seconds to go. Eck out just tries to force it up, and her shot will be blocked by Palachik, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play. Ogallala comes out and gets a good run going over the last 4 minutes. This is a team that has struggled to score points this year, but not today in the first quarter, as they're able to put up a 17-4 lead over Amherst. You're listening to the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament on ESPN Radio.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
You're listening to the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dudar, producer-engineer Merritt Lawson, as we get the second quarter underway. It will be Amherst basketball. They need to find some offense. Down 17-4, and they'll quickly get a shot up with Sydney Tomenheim. No good. The ball punched out of bounds. Last touched by Amherst. In the first quarter, the turnovers, the big story. Amherst had 10 of them. Ogallala had 3. Three-point shooting, the Indians 2 of 3, both made by Palachik and Mestel. 0 of 1 for Amherst. Rebounds, 6 for Ogallala and 5 for Amherst. Amherst tries to press. Ogallala breaks it, gets a layup, misses that layup. Rebound Arnsdorf, and she'll throw it up and in. First bucket for Sophie, and it is 19-4. Ogallala with the pressure on. They get it to Eck out. Throws it back to Martinson. Martinson to the backcourt. Dribbles around the double team. Comes across the timeline. Jump stop over to Bosshammer on the right side. Into the corner. Here's the 15-footer by Juergens. No good. Offensive rebound by Tomenheim, but couldn't keep her balance and ended up walking with the basketball. So Ogallala's making some buckets. That allows them to put on the press, which gets some turnovers, which gets some more easy buckets. Amherst is trying to press it, and they'll throw all the way over the top to midcourt. It's grabbed Palachik to the other end. Eckout is going to block her shot. Then a fight for the loose ball ends up in the hands of the Indians. Casey Yeager is fouled on the shot, and she will go to the line to shoot two. The foul will be on Jaden Bosshammer. Her first, that's the fifth foul on Amherst. Only one has been called on Ogallala so far. And Yeager, seeing her first action of the game here to start the second quarter, puts the free throw up. It's no good. Three freshmen, one sophomore, and the rest juniors, six of them on this Ogallala roster. As Jensen Geisert comes back in, and Micah Mestel will check out of the basketball game. And the second free throw on the way, and that is no good. Rebound brought down by Martinson off the Yeager miss. To Eck out, tries to fire it in the front court. The ball deflected away, and give Geisert credit for the steal. Amherst turnover. They're trying to throw long to break the press. It's just not working right now as Palachik brings it into the front court, and then she throws it to the Ogallala crowd. Fourth turnover for the Indians. Back in Heather Bentley. Coach Eckout just trying to find the right combination here for her Broncos, who were playing pretty well in that five-game winning streak but have since struggled. Has not come out of the holiday break cleanly as Amherst throws over the top again here to Tomenheim. She comes into the paint, bounce pass underneath. Shot is blocked in there by Arnsdorf, and it's going to be grabbed in the left-hand corner by Palachik. So Amherst got it point blank, but the shot was blocked, and the Indians pushed the ball up the floor, leading it 19-4 with 6:20 to go here in the first half of play. Welsh in the right-hand corner is in trouble, and a timeout will be called here by the Indians with 6:16 to go in the first half of play. This timeout is brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Now is the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. 6:16 to go in the first half, 19-4, Ogallala. We'll be right back.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at Coop Gymnasium, the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. The first of four games today on this New Year's Eve. Hope it's a good one for you. Thanks for listening here on ESPN and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Ogallala out of the timeout, gets it to the left elbow. Arnsdorf is double-teamed, keeping that ball around her hip. That's dangerous. Swings it over to the left wing to Geisert. Back up top for a three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim by Welsh. No good. And an over-the-back foul going to be called on Ogallala as Tobenheim grabbed the rebound for Amherst. Constant substitutions in this game. Mestel, Nags, Kroger back in for Ogallala. Staying out there will be Geisert and also Casey Yeager. The foul was called on Yeager. That'll be her first of the game and the second on Ogallala. Amherst ball trying to get some points. Only two buckets from Juergens in this game. Tobenheim in the left-hand corner. Ogallala playing matchup zone. Lob over the top to Juergens. Tries to back her way in but can't do it. Stays outside the paint. Up top they'll get it to Bosshammer. Throws it to the high post. Tobenheim, there's a shot from 10. No good. Martinson, though, grabs the offensive rebound, kicks it back out to Bosshammer. And she'll bring it out between the circles. Amherst works it right side. Tobenheim's there, dumps it down low. Juergens spins, fires it up too strong. The rebound is grabbed and then knocked out of the hands of Mestel. Out of bounds it goes to Ogallala. And Jessica Eckout will return to the lineup. Don't forget at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll look at the first half stats, preview the remaining games here today, give you an update on college football bowl games already underway this morning. But not much has happened here so far in the first 3 minutes of the second quarter. Ogallala has one bucket by Arnsdorf on a putback, and that's it. 19-4 Indians as they work it around the Amherst defense. Right side on the key with it is Geisert. She decides to dribble into the right-hand corner, tries the baseline, bounce pass underneath to Yeager. Her short runner hit the rim, no good, deflects off of Amherst and out of bounds. Now Sipperly back in for the Indians. Ogallala 2-6, Amherst 5-3, but the Indians have controlled this game as they try to lob it into Sipperly, but it's underthrown, deflected, and Bentley will come up with a loose basketball. Out ahead to Juergens, and she's got an uncontested layup and finally moves the scoreboard here. For the Broncos, she's got all six of Amherst's points, 19-6. Inside, fast break the other way. They'll get it to Kroger. She gets tied up. And the jump ball points the way of Ogallala, so they'll keep it. But the Indians, they have one little problem that we've seen, especially for their post players. They don't keep the ball up around their shoulders, around their head, keep it high. They keep bringing it down around their waist, and that gives Amherst all kinds of chances to knock it away or tie it up. They do it again, and the ball will be grabbed away. And up the floor, Martinson, 2-on-2, decides not to attack and brings it out to the right-hand corner to Eckout. Ball fake back to Martinson, 4-3, bouncing around, will not go. And the ball is going to be saved in. Ooh, Tobenheim hit the wall. She bounces up, and it's saved into the hands of Ogallala. Tobenheim getting to the other end and then pokes for the steal and commits the foul. And I think they're going to take her out of the basketball game. I think she missed the padding over there when she went to save the basketball and actually ran into the concrete wall. Second foul on Tobenheim, but she's tough. The junior will come off the floor and catch her breath for a second. And in her place, Bosshammer is back in. So Ogallala basketball leading at 19-6, but only 2 points here in the quarter. Down to the low block, spinning inside as Geisert missed the short jumper. They've missed a lot of short ones here in this quarter, and the rebound brought down by Martinson, but as she tries to dribble up the floor, it's stolen away. Jensen Geisert gives it to Mestel. Micah off the screen, stops at the high post, and throws it over Arnsdorf's head into the corner. Geisert will run it down. Jensen stops to the right side of the lane, passes it into Arnsdorf. She's wide open for the layup. Both buckets of the quarter for Sophie Arnsdorf. And it's 21-6, Ogallala. 3:15 to go here in the half. Amherst going to get a foul called as trying to make the wraparound pass. Jaden Bosshammer got her arm whacked. Foul will be called on Shelby Welsh. Her first, only the third foul. Amherst will sub in. Here's Sierra Rubicek, the 5'7 sophomore. And Juergens will get a breather. Amherst ball on their baseline. Everybody goes to the free throw line extended. Martinson to throw it in. Has to go to the outlet all the way out top to Eckout. Swings it over to Bosshammer. Jaden, crossover dribble, loses her defender. Mestel comes down the lane, puts it up too strong though. And the rebound brought down by Welsh. Did all the work and then had too much momentum when she went to fire the layup up, and it came hard off the glass. Ogallala into the front court here with Mestel. Micah kicks it over on the left wing to Palacic. Palacic on the weak side. Couple of dribbles back up top to Geisert. Spreading the floor here. Three-pointer Mestel on the left wing. Hits another one. Second three for Mestel. She's got a team-high 10 points. And it's 24-6. Ogallala on cruise control right now, even though they haven't scored a lot of points here in the second quarter. Amherst with the basketball. Eckout had a foul on her pass. Going to be called here on the Indians. And it's going to be on Mestel. And for Micah, that'll be her first, team's fourth. Dunnerman back in and Bentley out for Amherst. So Rubicek, Dunnerman, Eckout, Martinson, and Bosshammer on the floor as Eckout looks at a three on the inbounds, and it's off the front of the iron, no good. Offensive rebound down low by Dunnerman. Her putback, no good. Ends up in the hands of Eckout on a partially blocked shot, and then it's stolen away, and we're off to the races again. Out ahead of the pack, going in for the left-handed layup, and scoring is Palacic. And she's got seven of the ball game, and now that pressure is bothering Amherst again as they throw it away on the fast break. 26-6. Ball knocked out of bounds. Ogallala will keep possession. Checking in, Madison Miller and Sydney Tobenheim. With 1:51 to go here in quarter number two. Ravenna Sanitation halftime report is coming up. Boys game will be next. Amherst trying to right things. They've lost their last couple after getting off to such a good start this season. And although they played a tight game yesterday, they need to win today to get back in the groove against Ogallala. We'll see if they can do it. That's at 1:15. Low block here. Arnsdorf kicks it back out for a three. Palacic fires. That one is no good. Rebound run down to the corner, but stepping out of bounds is Arnsdorf, so Amherst will get possession. Under 90 seconds to go here in the first half, and Amherst will try and throw it over the press. They do. Last pass is on the baseline, and trapped down there is Miller. She needs some help. There's three Ogallala Indians on her. She finally throws it off one of them and out of bounds to save the possession. So Amherst will get the ball underneath their own hoop. So a Bronco team that has been post-oriented the last few years has really struggled to find their identity here, even with five wins. Eckout on the inbounds, fires the three and hits it. So that'll get a little life into the Bronco fans. Just the fourth bucket of the game, ninth point overall. But Eckout able to bury one with a minute to go here in the half. 26-9 Ogallala, and they overthrow it, but Amherst can't get the steal. Back to Mestel. Starts to drive right side of the lane and then kicks it out on the wing to Welsh. Shelby to Arnsdorf on the right elbow. One dribble, no-look pass underneath. Palacic is there but missed the short jumper, got her own rebound, and put it back up and in. So some success about three times on offensive rebounds here in the first half for Ogallala. As Amherst throws over the press again, bounce pass Sydney Tobenheim underneath the Dunnerman. Her jumper won't go. Rebound brought down by Palacic. She'll slow it down, and we'll probably see Ogallala play for the last shot. 24 seconds to go. Mestel dribbles between the circles, fires it over on the left wing to Welsh. 15 seconds, down to the low post. Try to lob it inside. There's Arnsdorf. Missed the short jumper. The ball will be knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Amherst. with 9 seconds to go here for Ogallala. They'll get another opportunity. And to throw it in will be Welsh. But first, a timeout is going to be called here. Ogallala coach Chris Mestel wants to draw up a play, and with his team ahead comfortably, he may not need those timeouts later on, so he'll use one here. 9 seconds to go in the first half. It's Ogallala 28 and Amherst 9. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. Coming up, as we said, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. In the meantime, the boys' game will follow, and then the championship games, Kearney Catholic, will play North Platte St. Pat's. Later today on Classic Hits 98.9, the Ravenna Holiday Tournament. It starts at 1 o'clock with the Ravenna Spalding Academy Girls Consolation. Then the Boys Consolation, Centura-Overton. Centura-Overton Girls will play in the Girls Championship. And then Battle of Unbeaten Boys, Ravenna-Spalding Academy tonight at 6:15. We're back to action here. Ogallala to throw it in from underneath their own basket. 9 seconds to go in the half. Off a couple of picks, they'll throw it out to Palacek. She'll dribble left side, trying to get Mestel a three. She's in the corner. She fires. It's all the way around and out. No good. Offensive put back. No good. And that will bring us to halftime. And at the end of the first half of play here in the girls' consolation game at the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, it is Ogallala 28 and Amherst 9. We will be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
No, Mom, it's Josh's turn. I had to take it out the last time.
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Welcome back to Cope Gymnasium, where it's time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Ogallala went on one really nice run over the last 3 minutes of the first quarter and then had about two or three possessions there in the second half or second quarter where they put some points on the board. But we've had some long stretches without offense, and at the half, it's Ogallala 28 and Amherst 9. Up next, the boys' game between the same two schools. Ogallala fell behind by too much against Kearney Catholic yesterday and ended up losing that ball game in the fourth quarter by a score of 51-45. Ogallala boys are also 2-6. The Amherst boys are 6-2, but they've dropped their last two. They were upset by Axtell right before Christmas. Now, that was their third game in 4 days, and they lost that one. Having trouble scoring. And then yesterday played North Platte St. Pat's tough, and the Irish are undefeated. Both teams are in D1, and Irish held on for a 63-57 victory yesterday. So Amherst will try and get back in the win column today before getting back into conference play. Amherst's next three games are in conference against Eustis Farnham, Overton, and Pleasanton. Then later today, the renewalry of the rivalry between Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's. In the girls' game, Kearney Catholic comes in a perfect 8-0 on the season and really haven't been overly challenged so far this year. Lincoln Lutheran gave them their best challenge in the finals of the Central Catholic early season tournament. Ended up being a 4-point game, but since then, they have not played anything closer than a 16-pointer, and that was a win against Ravenna. For North Platte St. Pat's, they're 6-1 on the season. Their only loss was a 4-pointer to Hershey, who is undefeated. So that should be a good one. Features 6'3 Creighton volleyball recruit Brittany Lawrence. In the boys' game, Kearney Catholic trying to stay above 500, setting it 4-3. And for North Platte St. Pat's, their boys are a perfect 7-0 on the season, as we've said. And they've had just really a couple of close games. They opened the season with a 2-point win against Broken Bow. But since then, They hadn't played a winning team or a team with a winning record until Amherst. In fact, all the teams that they'd played before yesterday are below 500. So even though St. Pat's is 7-0, I'm sure that the Irish and head coach, well, they've got so many of them, but Coach O'Malley, Carpenter, Dahl, Fleck, they're all trying to figure out if the Irish are a true 7-0 ball club as they get tested here today. That boys' game has always been competitive between the Irish and the Stars. College football action is going on today. The first game up is the Advocare Bowl going on between Boston College and Arizona. And as they reach the end of the first quarter of play, it is Arizona 7 and Boston College 3. This afternoon, two games. Virginia Tech and UCLA play in the Sun Bowl at 1. Mississippi State and Rice play in the Liberty Bowl at 3. Then tonight here on ESPN Radio, Texas A&M and Duke will play in the Chick-fil-A Bowl at 7. We'll be back with a look at the first half stats and more after this timeout. You're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Doug Duda back with you here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Let's take a look at the first half numbers of our girls' consolation game. For Amherst, Jaden Bosshammer has 2 rebounds. Sydney Tobenheim, 3 rebounds. Heather Bentley, 2 rebounds. Jessica Eckout hit a 3-point bucket. That's her total. She has 1 block shot. Courtney Martinson, 4 rebounds. Steph Dunnerman has a rebound. And Casey Juergens has 6 points. 5 rebounds in the first quarter, 7 in the second. Amherst has not been to the free throw line. 3-point shooting, they were 0 of 1 in the first quarter and 1 of 4 in the second. Turnovers, 10 in the first quarter, limited that to 5 in the second quarter, but one of the reasons probably Amherst didn't turn it over more or that Ogallala didn't force more turnovers, they didn't score as many points, couldn't put the press on as much, which gave Amherst problems in the first half of play. Foul situation, Sydney Tobenheim, the only player with 2. 4 points in the first quarter, only 5 in the second. Amherst at 5-3, really struggling offensively here in this tournament. 9 points, 12 rebounds. They've not been to the line. 1 of 4 from 3-point land, 1 block, and 15 turnovers. We will look at Ogallala's numbers after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Now let's take a look at the first half numbers for Ogallala. Jenna Polacek has 9 points and 4 rebounds. She also has a blocked shot. Micah Mestel leads the way for the Lady Indians with 10 points and 1 rebound. Allison Nags, a rebound. Jensen Geisert, 4 points. Shelby Welsh, 2 rebounds. And Sophia Arnsdorf, 5 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 block. 6 rebounds in each quarter. Free throw shooting, 1 of 2 in the first and 0 of 2 in the second. 3-point shooting for Ogallala, 2 of 3 in the first quarter, 1 of 3 in the second quarter. Turnovers, 3 in each quarter. Fouls, not a problem for the Indians. No one has committed more than one, as there were only 4 total called on Ogallala in the first half. Ogallala had 17 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second quarter, and at the half, the Indians have 28 points, 12 rebounds, 1 out of 4 at the free throw line, 3 of 6 from 3-point land, 2 blocked shots, and 6 turnovers. And at halftime of the girls' consolation game of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament, it's 2-6 Ogallala leading 5-3 Amherst by a score of 28-9. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. We'll be back with the second half of basketball in a minute on ESPN Radio after this timeout.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Well, the Amherst Lady Broncos used the entire 10 minutes of their halftime as they trotted all the way down to their locker room, which, depending on which one they are, that could be quite the trot here at Kearney Catholic going down to the old gymnasium. But they won't even shoot any pregame or pre-halftime second-half shots here. They just come right on out, and they're ready to roll, and Amherst will get the ball. So let's see if they found a way to get something going here, as Ogallala really wants to trap the ball. And Amherst, if they get away from that trap, if they get away from that double team, they've got the numbers and they've had some looks, but they just haven't been able to score a lot. And driving in will be Jaden Bosshammer, and she'll be fouled as she starts the penetration to the hoop. Won't be a shooting foul, so Amherst will take it out underneath their own hoop. Palachik with her second personal foul for the Indians. Martinson to throw it in. Underneath her own hoop, lobs it all the way out top, gets it to Bosshammer, right back down underneath to Martinson. But as she starts to dribble the ball, she's tied up, and that'll be an Amherst turnover as Palachik forces the jump ball. So Ogallala will take it over. Again, the Indians, after this holiday tournament, head back to the panhandle for the second part of their season. Ogallala will host Bridgeport on the 9th, and go back to Cozad on the 10th, then Sydney on the 17th. Amherst is at Eustace Farn on the 9th and hosts Overton the 10th as the pass is stolen away by Tobenheim up ahead to Martinson. Martinson will lay it up and score, and Amherst gets their first bucket here of the second half, 28-11. Long way to come back, but the first thing is to play better, make some shots. Then if there's a chance to get back in the game, so be it. For Ogallala, they've also got to find a way to get their offense going. Arnsdorf with it on the left elbow. Takes one dribble backwards, still looking in the paint. Finds the backside into the hands of Palachik. She's contested and cannot get the shot away, so they throw it back up top. Welsh fakes the three, dribbles to the free throw line, fires it up, no good. Ball is loose on the floor and grabbed by Palachik, and they'll reset it out top. Mestel also fakes the three, comes into the paint. 10-footer, too strong, got her own rebound. Back up, and it is in. And Amherst has got to quit giving up so many defensive or offensive boards, get a few defense, because Ogallala has got quite a few points here on offensive putbacks. As Martinson from the top of the key puts up a 19-footer, it's no good. Rebound is a tie-up, and it belongs to Amherst. Coming in to force the jump ball was Sydney Tobenheim. And so the Broncos get it underneath their own hoop. You're listening to KXPN Kearney, KICS Hastings, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Eckout for three. It's in and out, high in the air, and the rebound grabbed by Juergens, and she'll put it back over the rim and in. So Casey Juergens grabs the missed three and drops it in. That'll be Juergens' eighth point, 8 of the 13 here for the Broncos. Front court with it is Palachik over to Mestel. Same five starters here for Ogallala. Geisert, Welsh, Arnsdorf, the other three on the floor. Amherst trying to play that tight 2-3 zone, and Ogallala's trying to dribble into it. They get tied up again. They'll keep possession of the basketball, though, as the arrow points the way of the Indians. 30-13, Ogallala. 5:49 to go here in the third quarter. Girls' consolation of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. Inbounds pass comes to Geisert. She's open on the right elbow, drives and draws the foul. Eckout is going to get her on the arm. And for Jessica, that'll be her first personal foul, first foul of the half on the Broncos. And Jensen Geisert will go to the line to shoot a pair of free throws. And so far, Amherst has yet to be to the line, as this free throw is on the way and no good. Ogallala now 1 of 5 at the line here this afternoon. And the second free throw coming up for Jensen Geisert, who had her 4 points back in the first quarter. It's on the way, and that one's good. So 1 of 2 there for Geisert, 31-13 Ogallala. Eckhout pushes it up here for the Broncos. The ball slips out of her hands, and it's turned over, and then it's punched back away. Mestel will pick it up for the Indians. Between the circles to Welsh, and they'll set up the half court. Looks like multiple substitutions coming in with the next horn for Ogallala. Down to 5:25 to go here, third quarter. Left elbow, Arnsdorf. Couple of dribbles down the lane. Tries to make a step through, but nothing there. Back over to Welsh. Throws it over the top of the zone to Shelby. To the free throw line. Dump it down low to Geisert. She doesn't have the height to shoot it, so she kicks it out for a 15-footer, and Polacek will nail it. That was some pretty good defense that time by Amherst, but Ogallala just kept moving the ball around, and they're back up by 20 as Taubenheim drives, gives it to Eckhout, back down low, Martinson. She'll spin, put it off the glass, and in. Courtney had to give it an old double kick take there because she thought for a minute it was going to spin out. Second bucket for Martinson, and Amherst at least looking a little bit better offensively here to start the third quarter. Front court with it, Polacek on the right wing, unguarded way out there, though. Tosses it back over the top to Mestel. Left baseline, Welsh. 13-footer, no good. Rebound grabbed by Bosshammer. And Ogallala a little late getting to the party. They'll be called for the foul. Going to go on Polacek. And for Jenna, that will be her third. And for Ogallala, they will wave in Allison Nags and Amanda Kroger. Checking out Arnsdorf and Polacek. Amherst with the basketball. Still their original five out there, including Bosshammer, Taubenheim, Eckhout, Martinson, and Juergens. Martinson with the basketball, a couple of dribbles to the top of the circle, swings it over to Bosshammer, lobs it down low, Juergens turn around, won't go, rebound grabbed by Welsh for Ogallala, her third of the game. Some pressure in the backcourt, Ogallala needs some help, 10-second count is on. Welsh stops, throws it again to Mestel, and just gets across the timeline. The guys are in the front court. Ball knocked away. It'll stay with Ogallala. Good hustle there by Casey Juergens. I think that had to be the message at halftime. We may be struggling shooting the ball, but I want to see some hustle out there. I want to see a little more intensity, and Amherst seems to be showing that here in the first 4 minutes of the third quarter. Welsh to throw it in here for Ogallala. Has to dump it in short. Got it into the hands of Kroger. Her turnaround jumper no good. It's deflected back to Welsh. She'll fire it inside. The ball stolen away. Up the floor, Amherst. Taubenheim, 1-on-2, puts the runner up. It's no good. Ball is tapped out wide. The jumper by Eckhout is no good. And then we've got another jump ball. And the arrow stays with Amherst, so give Heather Bentley credit for the rebound. 3:41 to go here in the third quarter. 33-15, Ogallala, and Amherst on the inbound walked with it. 18th turnover for the Broncos, their third here of the quarter. For Ogallala, they've turned it over twice in this quarter, a total of 8 in the contest. Again, college football continues here on ESPN Radio. We'll keep you up to date as what's going on in bowl games throughout our basketball coverage today. Ogallala throwing over the top of the zone to Nags. Nags back out top to Mestel. Micah with a left-handed dribble, stops on the elbow, dumps it into the paint. 7-foot jumper, setting on the rim. It bounces around a while and finally falls for Kroger. First bucket of the ball game for Amanda, 35-15. Arizona still leads Boston College 7-3. Second quarter, 10.5 to go in the Advocare Bowl. Here's Taubenheim, leaner in the lane. No good, follows her shot, got her own rebound. On the immediate putback, she's going to draw a foul. And for the first time this afternoon, Amherst is going to go to the line to shoot free throws. The foul will be called on Kroger, her first. So Taubenheim to the line to shoot a pair. The first free throw is on the way, and it is spinning out. No good. Here comes Katie Sipperly, as well as Sophia Arnsdorf into the game for Ogallala. known more for their volleyball, obviously, made it back to the state tournament this year. Played a tough one into the semifinals as the free throw is up and in. So Tobenheim makes the second one, and it's 35-16 back in. Pair of post players in Dunnerman and Rubicek for Amherst. And Amherst will settle back on defense. No press this time in that 2-3 zone. Here's Nags, drives the baseline right side. Cut off there by Rubicek. Ball knocked away. Another jump ball, and it stays with Ogallala. So we have had 5 jump balls here in the quarter. And Ogallala to toss it in. Nags, as everybody's extended along that free throw line, dumps it out on the right wing to Mestel. Right back to Nags, drives the baseline again, runs out of real estate and has to hustle it back out of there into the corner to Mestel. She'll dribble to the high post, kick it out on the wing for Arnsdorf, puts up a 10-footer, too strong. Nobody on the backside except Allison Nags, and she'll have an easy putback here for the Indians. And it's 37-16, Ogallala on top. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Bentley has it for Amherst, tries to get it to Rubicek. It's through her hands and out of bounds. So Ogallala gets the basketball back, and they look like they're on their way to a third victory this season. And Amherst is going to have to figure some things out after playing decent basketball in the first part of the month of December. They have really struggled here the last 2 days. Lob comes inside, backing up, firing Kroger, no good. And then Sipperly, even at 6'2", is going to be called over the back on this one. That'll be the first foul on Katie. Fourth foul on Ogallala, equaling the number of fouls they had in the entire first half. 1:55 to go here in the third quarter. 37-16 Indians. They've been in control from the start. They jumped up 7-2, and it's never been closer. Amherst will move the basketball around the perimeter on the left wing. It's Rubicek to Eckhout, down into Dunnerman, back out for a 19-footer that's no good. Rebound grabbed by the Indians, and Kroger will have her first of the game. And a timeout by Ogallala with 1:31 to go here in the third quarter of play. It's the Indians 37 and Amherst 16. We'll be back in a minute on ESPN Radio.
Now's the time to get in touch with Craig Weegis, your Pioneer sales professional, to learn about the early pay savings program options. There's still time to choose from 2 payment periods, each with its own level of savings. Whichever you select, you'll get the financial rewards of using industry-leading products and technologies. Act before November 20th to take advantage of the 10% cash discount from DuPont Pioneer. For more information, contact your local Pioneer sales professional, Craig Weegis. Science with service, delivering success.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
Along with our producer-engineer, Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Cope Gymnasium. A big thank you to Athletic Director Rick Petrie and the folks here for their hospitality as always. Ogallala in command at our girls' consolation game, 37-16 out of the timeout. They get it high post, dump it backside to Geiser. She lost it on the way up. Polacek will pick up the loose ball, swing it over on the right side to Welsh. Welsh back to Geiser, making a couple of three-foot passes here on the right wing. Welsh guarded strong, back up top to Polacek against this zone defense. Playing some catch, and Welsh finally decides to cast up the three. It is no good. The ball bouncing around, and a foul will be called on Jessica Eckhout as Casey Yeager, who's back in the game, grabbed the rebound for Eckhout. That'll be her second foul, and only the second foul of the half here on Amherst. Ogallala will lob it in. On the left elbow, they'll get it to Geisert. Jensen, couple of dribbles. Swings it back to the weak side. Welsh wide open for three. That's off the mark, though. And the rebound grabbed by Bentley. Her fourth for Amherst. And Heather will push it up with a left-hand dribble. As she gets across the timeline, she'll swing it over to Eckhout. Fires the three-pointer on the way. It's off the mark. No good. Ball is grabbed, though, by Dunnerman. And she'll be fouled. Foul going to be called on Amanda Kroger, the freshman with her second. Sipperly comes back in, as does Alexandria Zimmerman for Ogallala and Allison Nags. Only 10 players are suited up for Ogallala, and they have all seen the floor. Amherst will throw it in here, looking to move that scoreboard. They've been on 16 forever. Martinson starts to drive right underneath the hoop, then kicks it out, and the ball is stolen away by Nags. Nags to the other end. Contested layup rattles in and out. No good. And another jump ball. This time, Steph Dunnerman will get the credit, as it will belong to Amherst. 21 seconds to go here in quarter number three. 37-16. It was 28-9 at the half. Eckhout brings the ball across the timeline. Jess with the dribble, and it goes off her foot and out of bounds. Boy, it's been that kind of an afternoon here for the Lady Broncos. They have struggled more than I have seen them struggle in a long, long time. Remember, these teams played 53-51 last year. Amherst only scored 25 points in the opening game, but they had 36 or more in their other five wins. As it gets down low to the freshman Kroger, missed it, got her own rebound, missed it, got it again, and we are at the end of the quarter. But I think there has been a foul called before the buzzer here on Amherst. And let's see if they give her free throws. Looks like they will. The foul is going to be on Heather Bentley, her second. So two free throws coming up here for Amanda Kroger to end the third quarter. The first one is on the way and good. That's her third point. And now the second free throw is on the way, and it is good. So Kroger hits them both, and that'll officially bring us to the end of the third quarter of play. Ogallala 39 and Amherst 16 on ESPN Radio.
Ryan Trampy is a very proud supporter of all area sports. Ever wonder what sets Channel Seed products apart from other seed? It's a direct connection to Monsanto, a company consistently recognized as a leader in seed and trait technology. Tested globally, locally, and then combined with the latest traits and treatments to ensure performance potential on your acres. Thanks to the farmers, Channel Seed is now the third largest seed corn brand and fourth largest soybean seed brand in the country. Best of luck to all the athletes today from Ryan Trampy, your Channel Seed dealer.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through auto owner's insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through auto owner's insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And we head to the fourth quarter of play here in the opening game of our final day of the Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. And Ogallala has this one well in hand as they get the ball to start the fourth quarter with their largest lead of the game, 39-16. Geisert tries the wraparound pass through the lane, but it's well covered. The ball stolen away by Casey Juergens. Just the ninth turnover for Ogallala compared to 21 for Amherst, who's having trouble getting the ball up the floor right now, but they do. Long pass into the corner. Martinson, she'll pull up from 10. Her shot no good. Rebound goes out of bounds off of the Indians. It was grabbed there by Tobenheim and knocked out of her hands. That's her sixth rebound of the ball game, which is actually the high for the game, along with Palacic of Ogallala. Now Martinson to throw it in underneath her own hoop. Chucks it out top to Jaden Bosshammer over to Eckhout. She'll fire a three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound comes out long. Fought for, grabbed on the floor by Eckhout. So a second chance here for Amherst, and as they try to dump it inside, Arnsdorf saw it coming, picks it off, tries to go all the way to the other end, high off the glass, and scores. That was well contested. Getting back there defensively was Tobenheim, but Arnsdorf able to throw it up off the window and score. 41-16. Ogallala, first minute here of the fourth quarter. Ball knocked away, but it's run down to the backcourt by Martinson. Ogallala continues to put some pressure on to Tobenheim, or Bosshammer, excuse me. Bosshammer tries to throw it off an Ogallala foot. The ball is thrown away. Chance for a layup here as they get it underneath, and Arnsdorf will lay it up and in. Sophie now with 9 points in the basketball game. And everybody's basically seen the floor, especially for Ogallala, so it's not like they're going to clear the benches. Everybody's just going to see some more time as Juergens tries to fire it underneath, and it's stolen away again. So three turnovers here to start the fourth quarter for Amherst. They did have a three-pointer that didn't go there. 1 of 7 from the outside, 3 of 8 for Ogallala. Ball fake Mestel. Mestel got tripped up, and she's going to be called for a walk. She stepped on a foot as she tried to dribble through the double team, and the Indians will turn it over. Boys game will follow, then the championship games will get underway around 3. Kearney Catholic and North Platte St. Pat's are in the championship game. Amherst and Ogallala boys will have our next contest here, scheduled for 1:15. We're an hour into this basketball game, and it's 43-16. Ogallala with the lead, and Amherst turns it over again out in front of their own bench. And for the Broncos, checking back in will be Heather Bentley. And checking out of the game will be Courtney Martinson. 6 minutes to go here. Ogallala in control, 43-16. Their third win of the season, while Amherst is going to fall to 5-4, but let's see if they can play some good basketball here over the last 6 minutes. With it is Mestel. Throws over the top of the zone to Polacek. Inside Arnsdorf. Now backs out. Takes a 12-footer. No good. Welsh, an off-balance throw up on the offensive rebound. It's no good. Rebound comes out to Tobenheim. And as she heads up the floor, an Ogallala foul on Micah Mestel. That'll be her second and the sixth team foul on Ogallala. Only two have been called on Amherst. Kind of the reverse roles of what we saw in the first half, where Ogallala was called for fewer fouls as driving with the basketball. Bosshammer into the corner, throws it out on the left wing. Bossert gets it into the hands of Eckout. 15-footer, no good. Long rebound comes to the other end, and the layup is missed by Geisert, and it's pulled down by Juergens, and she's trying to sprint to the other end. Throws it to Bosshammer out at the arc. Over on the wing for a three-pointer, Tobenheim. It skips off the rim, no good. Ball batted into the hands of Shelby Welsh. And Ogallala will slow it down momentarily. So another minute runs off the clock during that exchange. 5 minutes left. 43-16 Ogallala trying to lob it down to Arnsdorf, who makes a good catch, but again brings it down around the waist. It gets tied up by Heather Bentley, and the arrow points the way of Amherst. Don't forget at the end of the ball game, the Misco Sports postgame show, Amherst checking in Madison Murphy, the 5'8 freshman. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, then let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help you. There's no games or gimmicks or silly extra fees to fill out the paperwork. People that care for their customers can be found at Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Amherst called for a double dribble, so Ogallala back out of the offense here. As they move it with Micah Mestel to the right wing, Welsh, couple of dribbles, finds herself open, casts up the 15-footer, no good. Offensive rebound right underneath the hoop, and Arnsdorf back up and in. She's got all 6 Ogallala points here in the fourth quarter of play. 45-16, Indians with the lead. Dribbling into the right-hand corner, Bosshammer. Then there's nowhere to go. She shuffles it off to Murphy. They get it back out top to Tobenheim. Sidney with the penetration, back on the wing. Moving the ball, Bentley to the right-hand corner. Three-pointer, Tobenheim off the heel, no good. Rebound to Madison Murphy. She'll dish it off to Tobenheim, who backs out for the 15-footer and finally gets one to go. Sydney's first bucket of the ball game and the first points of the fourth quarter. In fact, that's the first points for Amherst in nearly 8 minutes, 45-18. Indians with the lead. Left wing with it, Polacek. Inside to Arnsdorf. She's collapsed on. We get another jump ball. The arrow points the way of Ogallala. So they'll keep it, but the 5 players on the floor come off. The 5 players on the bench go in. That includes Sipperly and Nags, along with Jaeger, Zimmerman, and Kroger. So there's 3 freshmen on the floor right now. They lob it into the 6'2 freshman Sipperly on the inbounds pass. Her shot is no good. Rebound comes out to Bosshammer. Bosshammer was trying to race to the other end, but lost control, so had to stop. Picks the ball back up. Tobenheim into Murphy. Murphy lost the handle. Sipperly comes up with a loose ball, and Ogallala will head to the other end. Across the timeline with it is Nags. Over on the right wing to Zimmerman. Right elbow Sipperly lobs it down low. Beautiful pass. The layup's there for Amanda Kroger. Kroger with her 6th point of the basketball game. Sipperly with the assist. 47-18 Indians. As Tobenheim on the left wing fakes the 3, drives, then kicks it off for Madison Miller. Her jumper is no good. Backside rebound, run down again by Bosshammer. Bounce pass inside to Murphy, and Murphy's going to be fouled all the way up. And Madison's going to have a chance at 2 free throws. with 2:51 to go in the game, 47-18, a chance to get some points on the board. The foul is on Sipperly of Ogallala, her second. And the first of two is on the way, off the front of the rim, no good. Here comes Dunnerman and Rubicek back in for Amherst, and Tobenheim and Bentley will check out. Second free throw now for Murphy, and that one's in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Kroger. Ogallala ball into the hands of Zimmerman. They've led the whole way. They were up at half 28-9, and it really hasn't gotten much closer. The lead now ballooned out to 47-18. Lob inside, short jumper again. Kroger works her way through the traffic and scores. And they're executing their offense right now, just lobbing it down to the low block and finding a way to get a shot to go. Front court for Amherst, it's Miller. Madison gives it off to Bosshammer. A couple of Madisons out there now with Miller and Murphy. Murphy, skip pass over to the right-hand corner. Bosshammer drives, heads to the hole, and we've got a foul called on Ogallala. Two more free throws. The foul will go on Casey Yeager, her second. And this time, Jaden Bosshammer goes to the line to shoot two, looking for her first point of the basketball game. And the freshman puts it up and short. Second free throw coming up. And Bosshammer, couple three dribbles, puts it on the way and short. Rebound loose, Sipperly trying to track it down. All she did was slap it into the hands there of Rubicek, who puts the shot up no good. Ball kicked out of bounds, and it'll belong to Ogallala. In for Amherst, Shayna Leach will check in for the first time. 2:06 to go. This one has not been in doubt since halftime, as we said. 49-18, Ogallala. They were able to find a way to get their offense to work. A little taller team got the ball inside quite a bit. Left elbow, Kroger back out top for the three-pointer. It is no good by Nags. And the rebound comes down into a pair of hands. We got a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Amherst. Dunnerman grabbing the rebound here. Don't forget the Misco Sports postgame show is coming up at the conclusion of the game. We'll give you the final stats. And then on to the boys' game between these two teams. Three-pointer fired up by Shayna Leach. Just off the iron, no good. Rebound by Miller. Madison resets it here to Leach, lobs it inside. There's Murphy, swings it to the backside to Dunnerman. And as Dunnerman starts to make a move, looks like another foul on Ogallala, which will put us in the 1-1. So at the line to shoot the free throw is Steph Dunnerman, also looking for her first point. Foul was on Zimmerman, and the free throw no good. So none of those charity shots are dropping here in the fourth quarter for Amherst, and Kroger grabs her fifth rebound for Ogallala. She'll dribble it up the floor, cut off the free throw line by Miller, swings it right side. Zimmerman has it now. High post to Sipperly. She'll dish it off to Yeager. Casey back out, and they'll reset it. A minute 15 to go in the game. 49-18 Indians. Right-hand corner, Zimmerman. Wrap-around pass, backing her way in for the shot. Won't go. Second time it will go for Amanda Kroger, who is feasting right next to the hoop. So 51 points was what Ogallala scored last year against Amherst, and that's 51 this year. The difference is last year they lost by two, not today, as the ball is stolen away by Yeager. The 28th turnover of the game for Amherst. Playing out the final few seconds here. Up top with it, Yeager. On the elbow, they get it to Kroger, dribbles it down to the corner, and gives it off to Nags. 30 seconds remaining in the game. Here's Zimmerman for three, right wing. It is no good. Rebound loose in the paint. Sipperly picks it up. She'll put it up. It spins out, no good. Another try underneath. This time it is no good. Kroger, she's got another rebound, and a foul will be called, or is it a jump? They're going to call a jump, and the arrow will point the way of Ogallala. 18 seconds remaining. Chance for maybe one more shot here for the Indians. And they'll dump it into Nag. She's got an open look at a three in the corner. It is too strong. Another offensive rebound. Put up, around, and around, and it won't go. And another foul called. Well, Kroger's made quite a few shots, but the last couple just kept spinning around. This Ogallala team's going to have some height. Kroger, a 5'10 freshman. Sipperly, a 6'2 freshman. Yeager, a 5'9 freshman. Going to have to find some guard play as they advance through the grades. As Kroger was called for the foul, and that will allow Sierra Rubicek to go to the line and shoot two because it's the 10th foul, and the free throw bouncing around and in. So Sierra picks up her first point of the game. And the second free throw for Rubicek is up. That's short. Ball comes right back out towards her, and it's taken away by Kroger. Outlet pass over the head of Zimmerman, and it's going to go out of bounds with 3 seconds remaining. Kroger, 10 rebounds all here after coming off the bench in the second half. So Amherst will throw it in. The time will expire as they get it to half court. Madison Miller will chuck it up, and that is the end of the basketball game. Ogallala 51 and Amherst 19 to take the third-place trophy here in the 2013 Kearney Catholic Holiday Tournament. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show after this on ESPN Radio.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on ESPN Radio. Misco Sports says thanks for your business in 2013 as they continue to serve the area schools and athletes as they have for decades and will do so throughout 2014. Here's a look at the final numbers for Amherst. As you heard, it just simply was not their day. Madison Murphy, 1 rebound. Jaden Bosshammer, 5 rebounds. Rebound. Sydney Tobenheim, 3 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Heather Bentley, 4 rebounds. Jessica Eckout hit the team's only three-pointer. She finished with 3 points, 2 rebounds, and a block. Courtney Martinson, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Steph Dunnerman, 4 rebounds. Sierra Rubicek, 1 point, 2 rebounds. Casey Juergens led the team with 8 points and 2 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. All the free throws were in the second half for Amherst. 3-point shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 0 of 6 in the second half. Turnovers, 15 in the first half, 13 in the second half. Amherst had 9 points in the first half, 10 points in the second half, and the Lady Broncos finished with 19 points, 32 rebounds, 2 out of 9 at the free throw line, 1 of 10 from 3-point land, 1 block, 28 turnovers. Amherst 5-4 on the season, and up next they will play at Eustace Farnham coming up on the 9th, which is next Thursday. Then they're home Friday the 10th, taking on Overton. We'll come back and look at the final numbers for Ogallala after this.
Right now, Crossroads Ford in Kearney is dealing, dealing, dealing. End of the year is almost here, and inventory has to go. Every late model car, pickup, and SUV priced to sell fast, and they are dealing. They have the most late model pre-owned inventory they've had in years. Many brands, many makes, and models. Drive through their lot today and check them out. Bring your trade. They have on-the-spot appraisals, available bank financing with your good credit, and never a charge for paperwork. That's Crossroads Ford, Kearney.
Crossroads Ford.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. The final numbers for Ogallala, 6 players scored, 4 of them in double figures. Katie Sipperly, 1 rebound. Jenna Polacek, 11 points, 6 rebounds, and a block shot. Micah Mestel, 12 points. That led the team, 2 rebounds. Allison Nags, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Jensen Geisert, 5 points and a rebound. Casey Yeager had a rebound. Shelby Welsh, 6 rebounds. Sophie Arnsdorf had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a block. And Amanda Kroger, all of this in the second half, 10 points and a game-high 10 rebounds. 12 rebounds in the first half, 22 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 1 of 4 in the first half, 3 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 0 of 5 in the second half. and turnovers, 6 in each half for Ogallala. The Indians had 28 points in the first half and 23 in the second half. Ogallala finishes with 51 points, 34 rebounds, 4 out of 8 at the free throw line, 3 of 11 from three-point land, 2 block shots and 12 turnovers. Ogallala improves to 3-6 with the 51-19 victory. Ogallala will be hosting Bridgeport Thursday the 9th and traveling to Cozad on Friday the 10th. That's the Misco Sports postgame show. We're going to take about a 15-minute break, turn it back over to ESPN Radio for a couple of updates, and then we will be back with the Amherst and Ogallala boys consolation game. Currently in the Advocare Bowl, Arizona 14, Boston College 6. 4:15 to go in the second quarter. For Merritt Lawson, I'm Doug Duda again in the girls' consolation. Ogallala cruises 51-19. Keep it here on ESPN for more high school hoops.
The preceding broadcast was a presentation of KXPN and the KXPN Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.